نحمد و نصلي على رسول الكريم. Respected Alien brothers, we have to thank Allah Ta'ala for His numerous blessings upon us. We cannot deny the greatest blessing is this ni'mat of Iman. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given the liking of this ummah like a date palm tree. And in relation to the palm tree is written in the Quran Kareem too. But every part of the palm tree, there is some or the other benefit in it. And at all times is of benefit. So Mu'min also, he's a person that all times he benefits himself too, and he benefits mankind too. That is why one hadith Nabi Alaihi Wasallam says, Khairun Nas Mayyan Faun Nas. There's a different matter that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had kept certain days. For instance, we have this Mubarak time, this Mubarak month of Shaban, which Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasalam has attributed himself. Then even a more Mubarak month, the month of Ramadan, which is known, attributed to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Shahrullah. In it, there were numerous blessings upon the Ummat. The Laylatul Qadr is there, the Quran Kareem was revealed. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is at all times. But as far as the month of Ramadan is concerned, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is like a storm coming down. It is for us to take benefit from the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But a mu'min at all times, under all conditions, there is nothing for him but mercy, my dear brothers. Very important, sometime we come, we know we have a wedding in a house, months before or days before preparation starts for that particular wedding. We have a function, how many days before the function starts? In the month of Ramadan is coming, in the same way we are invited to prepare for this Mubarak month of Ramadan, psychologically also, and not only from that point of view, but even physically. And our niyat also must be this, that Ya Allah, this Mubarak month of Ramadan is a month of practicing the deen. My objective is this, that inshallah al-Aziz, for this few months, for this few days that you had given me that opportunity, Allah gave the opportunity of the month of Ramadan, I will live a life, and through the barakat of this month, make me live forever like this. And our objective is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah ta'ala has made song for us also, because if a person stays hungry, or a person suppresses his desires as far as eating, drinking is concerned, and other desires, then the road for shaitan to enter our body is closed. And we heard the numerous hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that many are people, the month of Ramadan comes by, they achieve nothing by this month except of the staying of hunger. And many are people that stay awake in night, and they achieve nothing by staying awake except staying awake. That ibadah that we have, and was not done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ibadah is of no use in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah relates once, when he was a young boy, and his father called him out for tahajjud, and he made a remark that, look, these other people are sleeping. His father remarked immediately, oh Saadi, for you to have slept is better than to get up. Because when you got up for tahajjud, you thought I am somebody, and these people are resting, they may be tired, you don't know what their condition is, you look down upon them. So that is why a disease of the heart is there. He was a great wali of Allah, but that was a young boy. He did not mean anything. But this sort of tarbiyat was done, that do not in any way let any sort of arrogance or pride come to our heart that I am doing something. So for this month of Ramadan, the word Ramadan itself is derived from the word Rams. Rams means to burn. That is why the ulama write, the object of burning is burning the sins of mankind and burning our desires and bringing our desires to what conforms to the desires of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why the tashabbuh and resemblance is also with the malaika. That the malaika's resemblance come because malaika do not eat, do not drink, do not fulfill with carnal desires. For us, the saum is very, very easy in these particular days. But in those countries, sometimes 15, 20 hours where they have saum in severe heat, then we have to ask them to sacrifice. They are amazing how they suppress their eating desires, etc. Then they stay, they build a link with Allah Ta'ala. Nothing brings a person closer to Allah Ta'ala than tilawat of the Quran-i-Kareem. That is why the ulama have written, even before Ramzan comes, If we are making tilawat all the time, alhamdulillah. If you are not making tilawat all the time, this, before this Mubarak month, let us start our tilawat already. If I was doing quarter para, let me increase it to half a para. If I was sadr on the salat, I was not doing with jamaat, then let me see it, I will read this namaz with jamaat. And most important is this, my dear brothers, to guard our eyes and guide our private parts. The eyes, where a person must use his eyes, many, many severe guna, a person falls into it. That is, guarding our eyes of prime importance. The object of salat, of roza, is also this, not only to keep ourselves away from eating and drinking. When eating and drinking under normal circumstances is permissible, then how can those things which are not permissible under normal circumstances also, how can those things be permissible? And the roza is a training ground for this. That is why we know that two ladies, they were backbiting, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam commented that they have broken their fast. Their fast was nothing so whatsoever. And of course, it was the mojiz of Rasulullah wasalam that Rasulullah wasalam asked them to vomit, and they vomit out what flesh. The Quran Kareem says, when we make ghibat and talk evil of our brothers, that in reality, my dear brothers, we are eating their flesh. And then to control ourselves, anger, our akabirin, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, in fact, the hadith it comes. One person came on three occasions, Nabi alayhi salam, do not be angry. Sawm is also should be a way to let us start controlling my anger. Or let us divert my anger for the sake of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the matters of this world. Many, many our houses also are breaking up because when anger overtakes place, and we utter certain things about certain people, maybe some of them are families, then a small issue becomes a very, very great issue. So the roza is a training ground too. And we should remember, oh Allah, when it is not permissible for me to eat and drink, then how it be permissible for me to do those things which are normal circumstances or not permissible in any circumstances? Those have become completely haram under all circumstances. But that can only be achieved when we start our training for Ramadan from now. First thing we must do is read two rakat salat daily and ask Allah, Ya Allah, this Mubarak, many, many Mubarak months have passed. I did not take the opportunity of fulfilling the rights of Mubarak months. You forgive me. So Allah, you make it possible for me in these Mubarak days that are coming. The Shaban, Bashavi Barat is coming. After that, we are growing closer and closer. Allah, make it possible for us to see Ramadan. Daily read two rakats namaz. Ya Allah, let me take maximum benefit for this particular month. And this month is a month of Quran Kareem. Nothing brings a person closer to Allah Ta'ala than tilawat of the Quran Kareem. That is why from now we must start increasing our tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Some of our akabirin, buzrukan deen, they used to only make tilawat in the month of Ramadan. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi used to make 60 Qurans. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi also was some thing has been mentioned. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud sahab rahmatullahi used to make one Quran daily. Our Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman sahab also used to read plenty of paras, listen to plenty of paras. And that enjoyment of the Quran Kareem came into their lives. Alhamdulillah, we can also take benefit from this that inshallah, if I was reading maybe half a para, two or three paras I'll read. Make a tartib. Let all our duty, all our work should be revolve around the month of Ramadan. My salat, my tilawat, my mamlat in dealings. Mamlat in dealings are very, very important in Islam. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan used to say that how important salat, etc. is so much important our mamlat in dealings too. It must not happen that our salat is given away to someone on the day of Qiyamah. Our sadqat is given away to someone given because our dealings are not pure. Our dealings will be correct. The ulama have learned one naniki we take of someone, 600 maqbool namazes will be given to him. If we do not have this maqbool accepted salat, then in that case, my dear brothers, that person's sins will be put on our back. And very important for us also, that what you call the askari masnoon at the day, when we enter our house to make salam, the dua of eating, drinking. These duas are time in month of Ramadan, an extra time for us to inshallah al-aziz to bring this into our lives. This month of Ramadan actually a month of practicing to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, istighfar, my dear brothers, under no circumstances can istighfar be overstressed. The more istighfar we made, the more we are closer to Allah ta'ala. Because we did not fulfill any of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our istighfar also deserves istighfar. We don't even make sincere istighfar and forgiveness of sin from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this, inshallah, we won't go very long. Two rakats namaz daily, inshallah. Start increasing our tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Start taking stock, I should take of myself. If I have qaza namazes, let me fulfill those qaza namazes. Let me reset my timing for the month of Ramadan. All the other things should be back. people are working for me, if they are fasting, then let me lighten their work, as it comes in a hadith, that we will lighten them, Allah Ta'ala will forgive our sins on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. And then let me see, if I have pride and arrogance in my heart, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then read the kitab of Imam Ghazali, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah, etc., to remedy the pride. If we have arrogance, if we have if we have anger, how does anger should be sorted out? In this month of Ramadan is an ideal time, inshallah. And also prepare our families at home also. And one quality that is lacking our people today in ourselves today is haya and sharam. The old people, the haya and sharam and respect that they had, that is gone out of our lives. In this month of Ramadan, make dua for our families too. And we know the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering throughout the world. We cannot overstress the dua that we should make for the ummah. If we can financially support them, we should do that too, inshallah. But more important, the dua we should make for them. Inshallah, it is not possible. The ummah at all times, in the quietness of night, in the remotest of place, calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will not listen to us, my dear brothers. And we do not know, first and foremost, whether we will get this Ramzan. Allah bless us with them Ramzan. We don't know the next Ramzan that is coming. Let us make a firm intention. The hufas, they should not read anything less than 15 paras a day. 15 paras should be least they should be reading. The hufas of Quran. And our, what do you call, people who are not hafizul Quran, then at least 3 to 4 paras we should try and read by the time month of Ramzan comes. And the last few surahs, think on the meaning of the last few surahs also, where Qiyamah is mentioned. And also always keep this in two ayats in mind. One is, Alam yalam yannallah yara. Does man not know that every action of mine is being watched? And another very important ayat we should always keep in mind, Ma yafiz min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. That whatever I utter, there are 2 firishtas on my right and left. They are present there and every word is being recorded. So let us see that inshallah in our books of reckoning, zikr of Allah Ta'ala comes, istighfar comes, durood sharif comes, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam comes. Let us learn the sunnahs and bring this mubarak month of Ramzan to bring the sunnah in ourselves too, in our families too. And inshallah, let us make this firm intention, ya Allah. After this Ramzan, I must be a changed person. We know of the very famous hadith that the Ramzan goes by and a person is not forgiven, or he has the opportunity of serving his 2 of his parents, or one of the in old age, he does not get Jannat. Or what Nabi alayhi salam, his name is taken, doesn't send durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salam has cursed such a person, and Nabi alayhi salam said, Ameen. So let us make dua that we also and the whole ummah should be forgiven, and we start a new page in our life, a new leaf in our life, and this Ramzan becomes a means of changing our lives and drawing from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our country also many things are boiling, my dear brothers. If things get out of hand, the first people we know that come under attack are people right in front. We know who they are. We don't have to go into the detail. There's only one thing that can remove the anger of Allah Ta'ala, is to draw those amal which attack the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And this month of Ramzan is coming for us to try to attack the mercies, inshallah.